Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you, overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes, good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace with Tim O'Leary, the founding member of Michigan Lake and Land. Phenomenal shop. And Diana Dietrich, a broker here in Southwest Michigan with Michigan Lake and Land. The website is Michigan Lake and it's A-N-D, not ampersand, land.com, michiganlakeandland.com. The office number is 422-1111. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to be here.
Great to be back.
You have some phenomenal listings. And great, tell me about the growth in your office first, because you're doubled the size of the team of realtors and support staff?
You know, it's been amazing. I don't know if it's part of the economy or what's been happening, but since November, we've doubled our staff, a little bit more than doubled our staff, and that includes employees and agents. And then considering the number of agents that we have in the works, we're going to double here again probably by July 1st. And so a lot of it, I think, is due to the economy. A lot of people out looking for houses, a lot of people wanting to do something different, and we offer a variety of licenses and certificates and things like that.
Sure. And at the same time, there are a lot of organizations and people that work for, and they don't feel like they get the training and support and the team or family member kind of atmosphere that they get in working in an office like yours. I just, knowing your background, Tim, I know you know how to build a team together that's cohesive and functional and supportive of each other.
That's awesome. You know, I have a PhD, and I just love the organizational behavior stuff. And so we've been building a really good team. And a lot of that's, to Diane's credits, our managing broker and the organization that's coming together. It's very collaborative, not competitive. And so when we all get together, you know, it's just like a one big team. So,
yeah, big news for me. I just got somebody to say, yes, they'd participate in the study. So 12 weeks from now, I expect to be Dr. Wallace. Now we can do the Dr. Tim, Dr. John show.
And awesome.
And Diana's show.
Awesome.
Dr. Phil, and we'll just do it for organizational leadership and organizational structure, culture.
That would be fun.
There's in the market, we've seen an awful lot lately, 4, 5, 6 offers coming in on a house. Sometimes they're going for over the listing price. I have one being bid on right now that is slightly that way. And Diana, tell us a little bit about the shortage of quality homes.
Yeah, it's really almost frustrating because we've got a lot of buyers out there and we're just not finding homes for them. And then you do find, if it comes on the market, you need to act right now. You don't need to wait and even think about it till the next day, because you're going to get multiple offers. So it's really challenging, and it puts a pressure on the buyer, you know, because you got to decide now, and you need to be pre-qualified. You need to have everything lined up so that your offer is good and clean and just ready to go. You can't think, oh, I'm just going to look for the houses and, you know, I'll get pre-qualified maybe tomorrow. But you want that pre-qual letter in hand, because then they're going to look at, if you're going to have multiple offers, maybe they're identical except for one's pre-qualified, one not, then they're going to go with a pre-qualified buyer.
Well, and the one that I have that's being bid on right now, for instance, and I have the client, not the listing or the selling agent side of it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the listing agent called me because 3 of their offers were FHA, 2 of them wanted concessions back, and the main difference was, one, mine client offered full price, no concessions, but it was also conventional.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wanted to clarify, the realtor just wanted to clarify that client did meet all those kind of conditions, because sometimes it's easier to sell a house conventionally than it is on an FHA with those
exactly
kind of inspections. And
right, yeah.
It makes it,
yeah.
And if you're not asking for, if you're asking for concessions, or if you've got a contingent sale, you know, you may lose out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So cleaner, the better on the offers. And we are seeing a lot of contingencies, which it's interesting you brought up the word contingent, because people are starting in the MLS, then you'll see listings that'll say like active, active backup, or active contingent. And when the customers are on the internet, they're maybe not familiar with what those terms mean. So if you see active and then parentheses contingent, then it's contingent on them selling their home.
Existing.
Yeah, existing home. Yeah. Whereas if it's active backup, then it still has some contingencies, like contingent on a home inspection, contingent on financing, but you can't call it contingent. Right. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's also a reason why people need to, for instance, go out to your website at Michigan Lake and Land and look, because if you're out at Zillow or Trulia looking, and even sometimes at Realtor.com, those things won't show up as quickly as they do on our personal systems here in the region.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, on those websites, it never shows the other terms active, backup, or contingent. It just is always active until it closes.
Yeah.
So then you get people that are all excited. I found the perfect house, and they're finally so excited. And, well, it's been under contract for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'll do my diligence and I'll call on those homes just to see, you know, hey, how far into it are you? Is there any point in showing it? And, you know, most of the time, so it's, you know, they're getting close to going pending. So, yeah.
No, and I've seen it. I had it this month. I had 3 different sales fall through because something didn't pass on the inspection and the seller wasn't going to do anything about those things.
Yeah.
So we have a few too many houses out that way. On the listing side, you're offering home warranties to folks who list with you. When it closes, then you'll
absolutely
provide that new buyer.
Yeah, the new buyer. Actually, the seller, too. The home warranties are awesome because you can represent both the seller and the buyer with a home warranty. Once it's under contract, then the seller has minor coverage, which is awesome because then if you, let's say you're under contract, you're just a few weeks from closing, you fire up your air conditioner and it doesn't work.
Right.
Well, you're under that warranty and now you're going to have that same opportunity to have the coverage.
Oh.
So it's not as great as coverage, but it's still very significant. I had a client that we had the warranty in place, and sure enough, it was 2 weeks before, and it was time to turn on the AC, and it wasn't working. And so they were able to, for $75, they got it. It was going to cost them like $1,000, but $75, then the seller didn't have to kick in more money. They were able to get it fixed. And
the buyer gets a new central air.
Exactly, yeah.
They're very happy.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had a couple of instances where that has come into play, and it doesn't cost a lot of extra money then for the seller to have that seller coverage, which is great.
Yeah.
So
and if I'm a seller, if I'm listing my house, you're saving me $350, $500, whatever the particular policy is, you're saving me that money.
You know?
And those times add up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, especially if you do run into a situation and have to use the warranty. So, yeah, so I'm offering, like, if people are listing with me, that I will pay for that home warranty for them. And it's not covered until, it's not paid until closing. So it's, it's not like I'm just going to go out and buy a bunch of home warranties.
You're not buying a homeowner's insurance policy for their house right now.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's important, too, on the seller side that coverage isn't until it's under contract.
Right.
So it's not like you could just, I think I'll list my house and I think I've got some issues coming. I'm going to put that warranty on it. It's not quite
easy. Oh, no, there's always
easy.
Some slight
there. Yeah, a little.
And what's your cell phone number?
Mine is 269-449-6776.
449-6776.
That is it.
Called Diana. Not Diane. Diana.
Yes. Yes. And, or Lady Di.
Some. Have her out to your house so she can take a look at it to help you get it listed.
Yes. We need listings. So
the home warranty makes a big difference, though, especially for peace of mind for a lot of families that are moving here. So after you moved and something goes wrong, and then when you wanted the warranty, it's there. It's harder to cover an existing condition after you've moved in. So.
And one of the things standardly with home warranties, at least from my experience, because I've always had them, is that the warranty company may want to say, okay, we're going to send Joe Bob and his brother out to replace your furnace, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We always, within those rules, have the way, for instance, when our furnace died, they wanted to put in a 93% efficient furnace. Well, I paid the difference to go to 97% because I wanted that better furnace.
Yeah, you know? Yep.
And I changed contractors because I said, I know that reputation. I don't want that contractor. Let me call Tim O'Leary and I'll find out who I should be using. And then chose the contractor that we wanted. So,
you
know, sometimes it's like the commercials we hear all the time for fender benders and you're on insurance wants you to send you to one place or another. You have a choice on who's doing that work for you.
Right.
We need to go take care of the radio station business side and run their business, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Tim O'Leary and Diana Dietrich from Michigan Lake and Land on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We were just talking about listings and home warnings with Tim O'Leary from Michigan Lake Atlanta, Diana Dietrich, and let's talk about that preparing to list a home, because it's not like you just walk in and we sign a bunch of papers and then you put it out on the listing system for whatever the price is. There's a little bit more to that.
There is. It's really important, especially with this market, to have your house ready to show. I'm happy to come and look at it, walk through with you and say, hey, these are some things you need to do prior to listing. But you want it, when it's listed in the MLS, you want it ready. You don't want to have some projects saved that you're going to do along the way, because you want that first impression. You want a new welcome mat out on the front door. You want your front door painted, looking nice and fresh. So there's several different steps that you want to have ready when you list it on the market, because of the inventory shortage and so many buyers. You just want it to be ready.
And that will keep you from people coming in and out all the time and not offers coming in.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually have 10 ways to prep your home for sale.
Ooh.
So,
number one, it's just the old David Letterman top 10.
There, yeah, it's not as fun as that. Sorry. This is going to involve some work. the first thing on the list is improve your landscaping. So actually, we're kind of going from the outside of the house into the house. So you're going to improve your landscaping, just pull all your weeds, you know, just make it look fresh. You want to clean the outside. Maybe you have a storage, just some random debris outside, or you've been storing some weird collection of something. You know, just get it cleaned up. Get your things out.
And some of that's not expensive either. For instance, you go to your local garden store or hardware store, and there's bags of mulch, for instance.
Yeah.
Did you know that if the bag is ripped, for instance, at Lowe's, it's half price?
Oh, that's good to
know. Don't go ripping bags.
Yeah.
But when we go in, we don't ever buy any that aren't ripped, because I don't care if they missed a little bit, but a few flowers here and there and a little bit of mulch can do a great deal, as well as, of course, weeding and keeping lawn mowed.
Yeah,
but
yep.
That adds some bright color to the house, and you can do it for less than $20.
And then it also makes it look less maintenance, because sometimes you'll go to a home where the weeds are overgrown and you're like, I don't think I can maintain this. But if it's already maintained, it's like,
this looks easy.
Yeah, this looks easy. Exactly. I can do that. So another thing is make repairs. You know, like maybe you've got a closet door that's always just been stuck on the hinge and it never would open or close. Or, you know, maybe there's something that you haven't attached, some just little things that, you know, you always have that list of, I'll get to that someday.
I have a couple closet doors like that.
Yeah. So just go ahead and fix those, because people are going to be opening and closing doors. They're just going to be looking around at things. If the trim really isn't attached to the floor, maybe go ahead and attach it now. So it took us 10 years to get our quarter round attached to the floor. We finally did it. So, yeah. So just make those minor repairs.
These are small weekend projects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Make the front door inviting. We kind of talked about that. You know, just a fresh coat of paint. The new welcome mat. Remove the clutter and depersonalize. Now, that's always a big discussion, like, should I take my family pictures off the wall or not?
That depends on how cluttered you are.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Because some people, the theory is that people, when they're looking at your home, they want to envision them living there. So if it's all cluttered with all your personal things and your family, and then sometimes it's hard for them to envision that it's their home, is the theory.
Yeah. I was in a house Friday night at a gathering, and it was mom's house, say, of somebody our age, so... You know, in her late 60s, early 70s. And they're considering putting their house in the market. And they had two walls that were nothing but pictures. Part of that problem is a lot of people walking in go, oh, there's 60 holes in that wall.
Yeah.
It's not that your family pictures aren't great, but that looks like a little more work than there's some placed here and there that are appropriate, and it doesn't look like I'm going to have to go spackle
a whole wall. Yeah.
The whole wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Organize the closets and drawers. They really shouldn't be getting into your drawers, just for the record. But organizing your closets, because everyone always wants to open up the closets and just see. And so if it looks organized, then it makes it look like there's more room for things, too. Because if your closet,
Looks bigger, if it looks overflowing and stuffed.
You're like, oh, where am I going to put all my things at? Yeah.
Which also ties into, by the way, if you're going to move, maybe doing some of that clean out and decluttering now, where I'm going to Goodwill or whoever.
Yeah. Less to move later. Yeah. Yep. Make every surface shine. So from the ceiling to the floor, just make everything clean and shiny. And colors, they say, take down the color a notch. Like if you've gone with some really bold colors in your home.
Fuchsia?
Yeah, that would be bold. I'm trying to envision a fuchsia.
I was just thinking of a fun name.
That is a fun, yeah. But you don't have to go in and repaint your whole house. I mean, if it really, that's kind of a questionable thing. How much work do I do to list my house? But I'm thinking you want to give it a coat of paint if you've got a lot of holes in the wall, or just you've had pets and there's just all kinds of marks on the wall or from the kids. Just a really quick, fresh coat of paint. Mm-hmm. Will make a world of difference and make it feel cleaner and fresher. And then the last one is eliminate bad odors. So if you have...
Smoking and pets.
Yeah, smoking and pets. Yeah, whatever you can do to get those. Because even though it's not something you can see, your house could be spotless, but you walk in and you have this odor, then people just, they get hung up on the smell and just, I can't do it. Or it just turns them off, even though the rest of your house could be immaculate. So just work on, bake a fresh apple pie before people come through. Or
Cinnamon ginger snap cookies or something in the oven. Yeah. That never hurts.
Or candles.
At the same time, lots of folks need to reach out. As an example, I have a friend who lost her husband last year, and she's finally getting ready to put her house in the market. Well, she reached out to three or four guys from church one weekend, mm-hmm. and some other folks who said, if you ever need anything, let me know. Well, in the space of two weekends, all the clutter in the house was gone. Everything looks ready to show, and it wasn't her trying to do that all by herself.
Right. Yeah.
So it could have been, whether you're a married couple or the kids are around, reach out and say, hey, this is what we got going on in our life. We'll buy some pizza and some Diet Coke and painting and stuff. And and over the course of a weekend, you have a nice gathering. And at the same time, you get those things done that'll make the house show better.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And get it sold quicker. Yep.
John, we get these weird statistics from Zillow every once in a while. And one of them was because of first impressions is when people walk up to your front door. Diana talked about painting. He said, changing out the doorknob. If it looks like it's a 1960s doorknob, it's worn, it's brass, put a brand new silver, nickel, whatever the color might be, a new mm-hmm. doorknob. So when people grab it, it's the first thing they notice when they walk in the door. And if you have a broken screen door, a lot of people have the outer doors, missing the sprockets or the chains and things like that. And they think, they'll look past that and walk into the house, but it's the first impression mm-hmm. thing. So,
well, and again, you're talking about, depending on the type of doorknob you buy, low end $10, high end $40, and the springs are a couple $2.39. So, you're walking into, this is easy stuff that you can spend very little money on doing. Return mm-hmm. the pop cans to Myers or Martin's mm-hmm. or wherever.
That's right.
And
yeah.
then take that change and go pick up a couple of small pieces here and there. Maybe not, and I'm not going to completely redo my kitchen and the cabinets, but knobs, to replace the knobs mm-hmm. in those cabinets in the kitchen, is not that much money.
Exactly,
and can
yeah.
add a nice little touch.
Mm-hmm. Very easy yep. to do. For a dollar a knob or whatever you're going to put on there, it's well worth the price. So.
And one thing that's easy to overlook is like your furnace filters. I was showing a house the other day, and sure enough, they pulled out the filter just to see if they were changing their filters regularly.
And went, oh no, yeah. did they or did they not?
It was good. They had taken care of their filter. But it's because then, and plus having a clean house, that just shows pride and ownership of the seller, mm-hmm. so you know that they've taken care of the things that you can't see. If they've taken pride in the, you just know that it's all well taken care of. Because there's a lot of unknowns when you're looking at a house. You really, you don't know about the roof and the furnace and, just the mechanical things. But
right, but that's what an inspection's for.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. But you have a better feeling of, they've taken great care of this home. I'm sure that they've maintained those other things.
Yeah, and depending on when the home was built and how long it is, there are standard things that on a VA, FHA, and RD that we see in all the time that delay us in closing, which is I don't have GFI outlets within that 6 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
There's no railing on this stair, or the deck steps are just high enough off the ground that I got to have a railing there. And, of course, no peeling lead-based paint on, in most cases, it's kind of hard for me to believe that that could really still be lead-based paint this many years later. But those are simple things that, not just because you're trying to show a good listing, but in lots of cases where there is an offer and it's an FHA, RD, or VA, if those things aren't done when the appraiser goes out, they're going to report them. Now you got to fix them, and then the appraiser's got to go back.
Yeah.
It's going to delay the whole process. So, but those are, again, simple GFI outlets are $2.39.
Simple,
easy stuff to pull together and fix.
Exactly, yep. And I like the idea of just calling your friends or neighbors, family. Hey, I'm getting my house ready. Let's have a party.
Kids, you lived here for free a lot of years.
That's right. Bring your hammer, screwdriver, and maybe a U-Haul for your own personal belongings.
Right? Cordless Black & Decker. If you don't come get it, I'm giving it to Goodwill.
There you go. Yep.
Hey, we need to take another quick break and take care of some business, and then we're going to come talk about some. You have some phenomenal lots coming up, and some rental properties can go individually or grouped together as well, right?
That's correct.
We're talking with Diana Dietrich and Tim O'Leary from Michigan Lake and Land.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Tonight, Tim O'Leary and Diana Dietrich, Michigan Lake and Land. Again, the website is Michigan Lake and Land, and the "and" is spelled out. It's not an ampersand. The phone number is 422-1111. You guys are right across from Lakeshore High School, is that right? The offices?
Directly across the street, right next to a few doors down from the Walgreens.
So if you're looking for a summer internship,
come on over.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Tim's creative. He's got a lot of ideas in his head. So, yeah, he could come up with something.
There's something to be said. Even at our ages, Tim, I know you still have mentors. I have mentors, too. And Diana, you probably do, too.
Mm-hmm.
You never outgrow that need for somebody who can point out a different angle to you, say, hey, maybe you should try this, or have you read that? And you guys are great mentors for lots of folks.
Thank you.
Tim, tell me about these 39 lots that are coming up for sale in Wandervliet, walking distance to Pawpaw Lake.
We've got a customer that has some properties they own. They're from an out-of-state customer, and we haven't listed it for them yet. We're still working all the measurements and things like that. It's within walking distance to Pawpaw Lake, just like a couple of blocks, and right by one of the public boat launches. And so we do some construction ourselves, mostly for our own clients for investments and things like that. So we would typically, maybe occasionally a development or something, but we have not been doing that for some time. And so are any other builders might really enjoy something where the lots are already developed. They've got water and gas and utilities already brought in from the street. The streets are put in. The lot lines are all laid out with the county that they're just ready to build. And so they're looking to either sell the lots individually if somebody wants one or two. And some are backed up to woods and some are out. It's a great area, and they would consider selling the whole thing as a bundle.
Bundle would be what kind of price, and what are the lots if people were starting to look that way?
No, great question. So they're considering selling the lots for $19,900. That's under $20,000, I guess, for a lot. I think that's a hard thing to find is on our builder side or on our construction side, $19,900. And if somebody wanted two, they'd probably give them even a better deal, or if they wanted to put and have a bigger yard or whatnot. If you took that times 39 lots, it's like $770,000 some, and I think they would sell the whole thing for about $500,000.
Wow.
So we are getting a little bit of interest from builders. We don't have it listed yet. We're still working on all the details, but it should be coming out here soon, probably by this weekend or so.
That's a great point. Not on an individual side, because I had a client, for instance, who, after missing out on six offers they made because a higher listing price went, and seeing the inventory out there, they just went, that's it. And they're buying a lot in a subdivision and dropping a house on instead, because they're in the about 235 range, including the house and the lot, they're going to get exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's 250 with some added on granite countertops, but and those opportunities are readily available.
And that's a great point. A lot of the homes out there, that neighborhood's probably in the 175 to 250 kind of neighborhood. So some pretty nice newer homes that are out there. There's a lot of space to be built and a lot of choices right now. One of the, when you look at doing construction, a lot of the lots that are being built right now is owned by a builder, and so you have to use that builder to build in that subdivision. And then he has four or five models, hopefully, that you can pick from and use that builder. With the way that they're set up right now, and again, we haven't got these into the system yet, but there's with the lots, if somebody bought them individually, they've got the freedom to pick any builder they want, you know, unless a builder buys the whole subdivision. So there's a lot to be said for picking lots, one or two, bringing your own builder, getting your own design, and then on the other side, it's a great deal for a builder that wants to design something and do the whole subdivision. So
yeah, absolutely. And you also have a whole bundle of investment properties for sale, mostly in the Fairplane area.
We do. So we started as an investment company. We bought several properties in the area, and we're not really flippers. We'll buy them and keep them. Our mother company, Michigan Lake and Land, and we'll keep those, and we'll put them under different corporations, and then we will rent them out, and then after some time, we may sell off some of the single families, and we'll use those to buy apartment buildings and other different kinds of assets, stocks and bonds and golds and silver and those kind of things. And so, by the way, that's a lot of some of the agents that we're attracting are people that want to get started in that, get their own builder's license and maybe buy their first rental property and whatnot. And so we've got some that we put up for sale by owner on occasion. We do have some that are not listed yet, but also a bundle of properties. There's six or seven in Fairplains. You know, they could buy them individually. We typically will sell them about 20% under the value, under SEV or whatever the last appraised value was. So if somebody wants them or is interested, a lot of them are located right next door to each other. And there are some in other areas by the airport, over in Niles, depending on where somebody's looking. So
when we were here earlier this year, at that point, you had 20 or some in the 1.2 million range. Some of those are gone?
Some of those have been sold, yeah. Yeah. So it's a pretty good market right now. There's people, we're backed up on renters, people looking for rentals, and we're also backed up on, like Diane talked about, there's not as many houses on the market for sale. We have more buyers than sellers, and so it's a great time to buy or rent. And when stocks are this high, you'll see a lot of the investors, you know, not buying stocks when they're high.
Right.
It's a great time to buy something else or sell your stocks, you know, and so the real investors are out actually looking at real estate and gold and silver and things like that. So,
in part because for the number of years you've held some of these properties, for instance, or that the owner has held some of these properties, that weathering of the storm and some downturn in real estate, that's, you know, that's come and gone. The market's back, and holding it over that longevity, you've earned a return.
Well, and you know, the beauty of real estate, and we're real estate people, but the beauty of real estate is, unlike stocks, unless you can find something that's going to pay you a dividend that you can live off of, the beauty of real estate is you can buy rentals and they will pay you back so much per month. And so when the market is down, maybe not such a great time to sell, maybe a good time to find other houses and buy. But also when the market's down, we're typically very high in renters. People are out, you know, and they're looking for a place to rent, and they moved out of their house or whatever the case might be. And so it's kind of a win-win. When the market's down, we have more renters. When the market's up, you can sell at a higher price, and so kind of back and forth. So the prices are still fairly low and decent, and so there's still some pretty good deals out there if somebody wants to get into real estate.
And rents only continue to go up at this point. I mean, that's one of the things driving the housing market. First-time home buyers is, I'm paying $800, $900, $1,000 a month for rent.
I may as well buy.
I might as well try and find a house. But one of the things I've started talking about in the past month, particularly because of the inventory, Diana, is maybe we quit looking for that perfect house that has everything we want and is exact move-in condition. Instead of spending, $230, maybe I'm going to look for something in the 160, 170 range, because I know I'm going to be here 5 to 7 years. And in that time, one, because I have less money down and I have a smaller house payment, I can start doing the things that I want in that house that will bring it up to a higher range.
Yeah,
later
that's
on
a great idea. Yeah, yep, that's a really good idea. You know, you're speaking a lot about the housing shortage. In that is also condos. A lot of people are looking for condos. In fact, I've got some buyers that's really what they want is a condo, and there's just not any condo. Well, we don't have a lot of condos anyways in the St. Joe area. But yeah, so I'm really putting a plug out there. If anyone wants to sell their condo, give me a call, because I've got some buyers that are definitely looking pre-qualified and ready.
Yeah, well, and we reach that, I suppose, young people without families who, for instance, are coming into Whirlpool or Lakeland, don't know how long they're going to stay and maybe transferring somewhere else.
Exactly, yeah.
Might be looking for that. But
yeah.
I just was involved in one last month where, again, the client's in their 60s, the kids are not at home anymore, and they don't want yard maintenance.
Right.
They wanted a big enough place that they could still entertain if they wanted, and the kids can come visit, but they didn't want any of the responsibilities of lawn maintenance and shoveling driveways and all that stuff is not mine. It belongs to the condo association.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, one of my buyers is a young executive, and so he wants a condo for the low maintenance. But then if he does get transferred, then he's got something that he can continue to use as an investment and rent it out later.
Sure. I want to say off Stratford. That's not the name of the Camelot.
Camelot is exactly where I'm looking for one. Yeah. I'm getting ready to go door to door. I shouldn't say that out loud. Everyone else is going to go do that too.
No, you'll beat them to it.
That's right.
You
That's
hear
right.
her first. You have to call Diana, 449-6776. National housing numbers, by the way, in the past month, that was the biggest part of new housing development. Was not single family homes, it was multifamily units, condominiums, four units, duplexes, townhomes. We don't have a lot of townhomes in this area, but because that is something that a lot of people are starting to look for more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, when Dan and I got married, it's been several years ago, our first investment was a duplex. And so we bought the duplex, we rented half and lived in the other half.
Sure, because the other half actually most of the time makes your house payment.
Exactly, yeah. That went really well until we bought our primary residence, I think it was a year or two later. Went really well, and that's when the interest rate skyrocketed to 18%.
Oh, Lord.
So then
I know those days.
So we learned. So now when I hear interest rates, three.
When you hear 4.25 and
I just
three and a half. Just,
That's nothing. It doesn't even,
Oh, my God, I got to do something before rates go up. Yeah, because that $2 a month day. It's just not
going
to jump into the 12, 15, 18 range again.
Yeah,
that's
really
as high as a credit card.
I know. Yeah, we were quite shocked back then. That was now I've just dated myself. So,
you're 36.
Yeah, that's right. And holding. Yes, I don't know. My oldest son is. I think he's 34. So that's
adopted.
Adopted. Yeah, that's right. He's adopted. Good point. Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
That's right. Yeah.
We didn't tell you that earlier.
That's right. I meant to tell you earlier.
Hey, we probably ought to take care of some more business and take a quick break. We'll be right back talking to Diana Dietrich and Tim O'Leary from Michigan Lake and Land. Again, Diana's cell is 449-6776 if you're looking to list or you wanted to show her to show you houses. And the website is MichiganLakeandLand.com.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. I'm John Wallace with Tim O'Leary and Diana Dietrich from Michigan Lake and Land. That's MichiganLakeAndLand.com. And the and is not the ampersand.
And it's a singular lake, one lake.
Not lakes.
That's correct.
Michigan Lake. And Land.
Yes. Because there is a, that could be confusing on the internet, so.
Well, if you were Googling Diana Dietrich, DEI, and Tim O'Leary, you guys will come up right away.
Yes, exactly.
Well.
Yeah.
The office number there is 422-1111. Office is right across the street from Lakeshore High School. And Diana's cell phone is 269-449-6776. And Diana, you wanted to talk a little bit about auto prospecting.
I did. Actually, auto prospecting, the market is so hot right now. And we were talking earlier about how when a house comes on the market, you need to get there to see it right away and get your offer in right away if you like it. Well, how are you going to know about that? So when I hit my clients, when they contact me, I set them up for auto prospecting. And so I put in not super specific information. It's usually pretty generic. Like if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, Lakeshore, St. Joe, Baton Harbor area. I'll put that information in, and then there's a box that I click that once it goes into the MLS, it immediately goes to you too. So you got it right when it's listed. And then that way you're kind of ahead of the game. Whereas if you're relying on Zillow, sometimes even Zillow and those websites are a few hours, even a few hours could make a big difference, actually.
Oh, they can.
So, but yeah, and sometimes you're even a day late on, you know, getting on the other websites. So you've got it right then, and I get it also. I see that you've gotten it, and so you might even get the information twice because it may have automatically gone to you, but then I may see it too and say, hey, this is it. Let's go see this house kind of a thing. So it's awesome that it's immediate like that. Whereas again, the other websites, you know, you have to keep refreshing them every hour and checking to see, you know, is there anything new on there?
And as we talked about earlier, if there's a backup offer, a contingent offer, or the delay of a new listing getting out to a Trulia or a Zillow, and I have some activity with Zillow, at the same time, that's not as quick and as accurate as our local systems.
Right. And those are great websites. Not, you know, it's almost not like we were kind of bashing those websites, but they're awesome resources to see what's out there. You know, the Zillow and Trulia and stuff. It's certainly a good resource.
Well, and they're pulling from the national database system. So
yeah.
Most of it's accurate. But
yeah.
I have found just in the past 5 years, for instance, with Zillow, that a lot of times the property taxes are not correct or updated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're counting on their estimate for what your house is worth, you're in trouble.
Exactly. And then you need to call a licensed real estate agent to find out more information for you and get you right on track to know exactly... Especially with property taxes,
right.
You want to know what are they really going to be. So,
And if you were again, it's just my opinion, if you will, on Zillow. If you were in Chicago or Los Angeles or Cleveland or something, there's so much more activity because the population is so much bigger. Then the data tends to be a little more accurate. But we're a much smaller community, much smaller population, so there aren't as many sales and things for them to draw on however their algorithms are working in the background. So that's why you call Diana.
That's right.
449-6776.
Exactly.
So you can get really what's going on.
And it's really important. I have my phone with me all the time, so midnight calls I don't usually respond to till the morning. but I actually, if I do get a contact late at night, sometimes I will just send a quick text, hey, I'll contact you in the morning.
Yeah.
But I have my phone with me all the time, and you know I'm ready to respond. And people are kind of wowed by the wow, you got back to me quick. But that's what it's all about. It's an instantaneous society. People, I'm on the internet now, Googling. I want to know about this property, and they want a live person. So I'm that live person.
Yeah, I tend to say outside of church, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, yeah,
church.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
yep.
You know, if I can't answer, but I write a lot of business on evenings and weekends when. Right. A lot of other loan officers are, you know, 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, and that's it. You can only reach me Monday through Friday. I love, you know, having been self-employed, and this is as a regional manager, it's still self-employed. It's commission only, just like real estate agents are. But I love that freedom and that aspect, Tim. And is that one of the reasons that some people, you know, say, hey, you know, I want to explore moving into real estate or getting a license because I want the freedom that comes from I can set my hours.
I think that's exactly it. So in this past week, we've had two ladies that were interested that just want to get their licenses while they're stay-at-home moms and working with the kids. And you can do that online just as easy as going to a course and taking it on your own time, getting your license, passing your exams and whatnot. And we'll walk you through that whole process. It's not real difficult. And then getting your license. And then after having your license, it's the people can call and you can arrange showings on your own time, right? You can do them on the nights and the weekends, whatever best fits. And so I think that's why we're seeing in part more interest in people becoming realtors. And also with the market's been pretty hot lately also. So
sure. But at the same time, I think this ties back to, again, your PhD and my background. I think there's a move of folks who are, I'm tired of large corporate culture and the bureaucracies that get in the way of that. And you have to be able to manage your assets well, because we all know, you know, some months you have income, some months you have no income when you're tied to strictly a mortgage or a real estate sale for your income until you build up residuals and other sources of income. But it's I just find it much more rewarding not just financially, but in the ability to work with people and how you do that.
Yeah, we hear that. We hear that quite a bit. It's several of the agents that are coming to us are people that maybe want to start part-time, get their feet wet, learn how to sell real estate, buy real estate, maybe buy their own property or whatever the case might be. But their real goal is to go full-time, you know, as soon as they can, mm-hmm. match their income and then go full-time as soon as they can and work their own hours, work from home and things like that. So,
well, and having started out, in your case, as an investment firm, you have more options of things that you can share and teach people.
We have that other crowd of folks that just want to buy their first rental, you know, and so how do I buy a real estate? And they'll ask questions, and they're really good questions. You know, is this one a great return for me? Do I want something that's going to be high cash flow but a lot of repairs? What about this area versus another area? Who do I talk to for lenders? Mm-hmm. Who do I talk to for how does a title company work? And a lot of that stuff we're now starting to bring in-house, but it just makes it easier for people that are just wanting to get started and build their own portfolio and, you know, and ask questions about other things, gold and silver and other things like that also. So,
yeah. Again, the website is Michigan Lake and Land, A-N-D, Land, and Lake with just Lake, not with no S's. The office number is 422-1111, and the office is right across from Lakeshore High School in Stevensville. Anything else you want to talk about as we wrap it up?
I think we've covered a lot of territory this morning. So,
yeah. Remember, if you list with Diana, 449-6776 is her phone number. She's going to take care of that home warranty for you that your buyer gets, and that when the house is under contract, concludes the house during that period, too, for the seller.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Diana, Tim, thanks for coming in. Have going to be a beautiful weekend for showing homes again.
It is. Yes, we're ready.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.